It's 77 degrees and a little rainy here in Music City. Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 4:32. Some state lawmakers are having second thoughts about legalizing medical marijuana. The drug, in any form, is illegal in Tennessee. For decades, it's been a Schedule I drug federally. That means the government says it has no medical value and has a high potential for abuse. Think LSD and ecstasy. But now the federal government is thinking about reclassifying it, and locals are too. Two state lawmakers, Representative Brian Terry of Murfreesboro and Senator Richard Briggs of Knoxville, are both physicians, and they have both supported doctor prescribed medical marijuana. Briggs is quoted in the Tennessean saying he hopes that the reclassification happens soon for patients who could benefit. He mentioned people with multiple sclerosis and cancer, along with other illnesses and injuries. Anytime a federal designation of a drug is made, it's reviewed by Tennessee health officials. This year, lawmakers passed a bill to do away with the review and instead allow themselves to approve any changes to the marijuana policy. A poll by Vanderbilt University found that more than 8 out of 10 Tennesseans support legalizing medical marijuana, and roughly 6 out of 10 favor legalizing recreational marijuana. Family, fans, and fellow hip-hop artists are remembering hitmaker Tay Keith. The Memphis-born producer has been working out of Nashville since attending MTSU, where he landed his first number one hit just before graduating. Billboard magazine reported Keith has had this decade's most number one hits on the hip-hop charts, including collaborations with Travis Scott and Drake. He's known for Southern trap beats. In a video remembrance from the MTSU team, artist Langston Blue described the inspiration and mentorship that Keith provided to students there.
Reminds you that like the dream is like so real, and to keep pushing, I think that's the thing that people will miss the most, is that like when they saw Tay Keith, they saw that they could be successful, they saw that it's possible.
His family remembered him as a cultural force and philanthropist. He had recently created the Nashville-based Dramatized studio and label to support emerging artists. You'll find more news at WPLN.org.